Good afternoon.
The U.S. National Security Advisor took to the White House podium Friday with an urgent-sounding warning.
Any American in Ukraine should leave as soon as possible, and in any event, in the next 24 to 48 hours. We obviously cannot predict the future. We don't know exactly what is going to happen. But the risk is now high enough, and the threat is now immediate enough, that this is what prudence demands.
He warned that these Russian military exercises could quickly turn into an attack on Ukraine, possibly with bombings and missile strikes, and eventually a ground invasion. Russia has repeatedly denied its intending to attack its neighbor, but with the current buildup of forces and equipment along the Russia-Ukraine border, the U.S. believes it could. And in another sign of urgency, a virtual meeting Friday morning between the U.S. president and his European allies, NATO, Canada, Poland, and Romania. Soon after, the Pentagon announced an additional 3,000 troops will be headed to Poland in the coming days, on top of the nearly 2,000 that are already on the way, in addition to the 1,000 soldiers deployed to Romania. U.S. President Joe Biden says while troops will go to NATO countries, he's ruled out sending any into Ukraine if there is an invasion. Still, the U.S. insists there is still time to come to a diplomatic solution.
The administration has taken its concerns about Russia, you know, very publicly, very earnestly, very forthrightly. And there's a potential reward here if Putin eventually takes an off-ramp and begins to de-escalate.
The White House has confirmed that President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin will speak on the phone Saturday, a call that may provide a clearer picture of the likely path forward.
Приветствую вас, господин президент.
Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.